Good morning, good morning. Bonjour, mes amis. C'est toi pour la tasse de café ce matin. Et on a un guest avec nous autres ce matin, moi et Mark. Et avant de commencer, je vais vous dire qui c'est qui fait notre programme possible. C'est Fondo Physical Therapy, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Industrial Supply and Sports, Blake's Pharmacy, Roy Motors, Raiders Insulation Express, Jamie's Custom Mufflers, Savoy Medical Center, Sester Young Appliance and Furniture, U Storage Self Storage, and Jamard Incorporated. Bonjour, Mark.
Comment ça va, Monsieur Ray?
Mais encore, c'est bon ce matin.
And before we introduce our very special guest, who will be known to everybody when you hear his voice, let me go through our French word of the day.
All right. What you got?
All right. Have you ever had the problem with bed bugs?
Oh, thank God, no.
Huh?
No, thank
How
God.
How would you say "un bed bug" en français?
Bed bug. Oh.
Punaise.
Punaise, yeah.
Punaise.
Okay. Punaise. I was getting there, Mark. I was
yes,
getting there.
Yes, punaise. Why I picked that, I have no clue. I think I was scratching myself that day when I was doing that. Anyway, on veut dire hello, and we want to say that joining us for the full hour this morning, we invited him for two reasons, because we consider him part of the KVPI family. And number two, we want to say on behalf of all of us at KVPI, a very special happy birthday to our good friend, Mr. Floyd Swallow. Happy birthday, Floyd.
Merci beaucoup. Ça m'a fait me lever de bon matin ce matin. J'étais supposé me rester couché un peu plus tard pour ma fête. Non?
Yeah, let's press the button, Ray.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Oh, I think we're right. On now.
Now
let's start that over again. Happy birthday, Floyd.
Merci beaucoup. Tu m'as fait me lever de bon matin ce matin.
Crank it up.
Un peu.
J'avais jonglé, peut-être j'aurais pu rester couché plus tard, comme c'était ma fête. Mais c'est un plaisir d'être ici.
Well, Floyd, welcome.
Welcome, Floyd.
I know I'm getting old, but you're a little bit older than me, Floyd. You want to tell everybody how old you make today?
Not exactly. plus tard dans le programme.
That's it.
Comme d'habitude, j'ai coutume à appeler sur le téléphone. C'est vraiment ring, 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 ring. Répond le fond, c'est mon que c'est la ligne.
So if you want to wish Floyd a happy birthday, or if you have some wonderful memories of buying records years ago at Floyd's record shop, any memories you have of Floyd or of doing business, buying his Swallow records and his Gen records, whatever memories you want to share with Floyd, the lines are going to remain open all hour long right here on KVPI, La Tasse de Café. And another reason I consider him the parrain of La Tasse de Café, because tell us the story again, Floyd. I think you're the one that put the bug in Jim Swallow's ear to start this show.
Yes, I was there one morning. I don't know how I happened to be there, but I was there with him and Dan Andrus. And it came to my mind. I said, you know, KVPI should do a sort of a listener-oriented type program. And I said, you know, it'd be nice if they could call in and talk about all different kinds of subjects. It would be interesting to the audience. And Jim took the idea and said, you know, that's a good idea. And Dan says, yeah. He said, I'm going to dress up. He said, I'm going to have a granny character.
And, and he seems like an old mémère.
Yeah, an old mémère. And he used that every time they'd go out on some outcast, you know, broadcast on out in person.
Yeah.
He put his costume on, and he was Granny from the Tasse de Café show. So they had a good time with that, and I was proud of the fact that I put the seed that grew into what it is today. And I still think it's one of the best programs on KVPI, because I'm prejudiced.
Yeah, well, we feel the same way.
Well, it's without a doubt, Floyd, it's one of our most listened to shows. When we began the show, it was once a week, 15 minutes long, and now we've expanded it to a full hour. We have advertisers on waiting list, and we're on Monday through Friday. And because of the streaming capabilities, people all over the world can actually hear our broadcast. En français et en anglais.
Ça, c'est bien. Hey, while I'm thinking, I better put my commercial on now, because I'm going to forget.
We won't let you forget. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right. I would like to say a few words about my establishment at 700 South Chitanya Street in Ville Platte. You store at Mini Warehouse and the Mini Floyd's Record Shop inside the office, and, of course, with the UPS drop-off station. We're open from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday, and we invite you. We don't close for lunch. So we invite you to come by and see us for any of your storage needs, climate control, non-climate control. We have your storage needs covered. With the Christmas time coming along, we have some excellent Christmas gifts for yourself or for a friend or in somebody in the family that you know. Music is still one of the best gifts that give are enjoyed year-round. And we've got a lot of wonderful music in stock and CDs. And we have a little vinyl left also, but mostly CDs. Swamp pop music, Cajun music, Zydeco music, some of the oldies music. And if there's a particular song that you're looking for by a particular artist, if it's still in print, we can get it for you in a couple of days at no additional cost. We've got a wonderful staff. Be happy to help you with that. And also with that, don't forget that we still do the replication. If you got some video movies that you want to turn into DVDs, we can do that for you. Bring your tapes and we'll do them for you. If you have a group of singers, whether you're a church singers or a gospel singers, whatever, and maybe you have maybe some other program that you would like to convert to have some CDs made, custom CDs, we can do that for you. We have the pictures of capabilities to make a professional-looking CD of your group and of your particular purpose. Come by and see us and discuss that with Paula, and she'll help you out with that. We do a lot of that lately. And so, and if you're a musician and you want to have your personal CDs done, we can help you with that as well. So keep us in mind, 700 South Chitanya Street, open 10 to 4, Monday through Friday. Et ça, c'est tout.
T'as fait ton point, and you got a little corn for us, Floyd.
Oh, faut acheter un petit compte même, c'est ça la femme. La femme et l'homme étaient couchés le soir, et puis l'homme est passé de dormir, et elle a tapé jongler à le vieux temps. Elle dit, cher, elle dit, oh, elle dit, je me rappelle bien, elle dit, comme tu marchais ensemble, on tenait les mains, et en marchant ensemble, tu tenais ma main. Il dit, espère un moment. Il s'est retourné de bord, il a attrapé sa main, puis il l'a bien pressé. Là, il s'est couché, back sur son côté au corps, il s'est essayé de se coucher. Elle a continué à parler. Ah, il dit, cher, il dit, bon, il dit, on a coutume, son bras, c'est un tau, on dit, écoute, on t'a courtisé. Ça fait, il a capoté au corps, il a élongé son cou, puis il a donné un petit bec sur sa joue. Là, il a capoté au l'autre bord au corps, parce qu'il est dormi. Elle a continué à parler. Elle a dit, là, tu t'appelles, elle a dit, t'as coutume, mon mère me mord sur le cou. Ça fait, là, il s'est levé, dit, elle a dit, où t'es gone? Il dit, je sais pas, tu vois, mes dents.
Je connais plus mes dents.
Gotta have that.
There you go.
Gotta have that.
Have to keep that woman happy.
Oh, yeah.
We got some calls, Ray.
We got a couple of them. I'll take the first one here. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello, Mr. Ray.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
All right.
Well, good.
Heard somebody's birthday over there.
Yes, yeah, Mr. Floyd Swallow's birthday.
Say happy birthday to Mr. Floyd, Charles.
Happy birthday, Mr. Floyd.
Well, thank you very much, Charles.
How y'all doing?
Well, we think we're doing good, but nobody's told us anything different yet. You know, we're getting old sometimes, we just don't realize.
And we got out of bed this morning. That's one good thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm fixing to see if I could go fishing this morning.
Well, you know, I'm still waiting for some fish.
I knew you would say that.
You knew it was coming, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, my friend.
This month, my birthday's coming up this month.
Oh, yeah? When is your birthday, Charles?
The 17th of November.
17th. Okay, very good. I'll try to remember that one.
How young are you going to be?
I'll be 60 years old.
Oh, you're still very young.
I mean, he's still a little puppy.
heard that.
All right, Charles. Thanks for calling, my friend, and I hope you have a great day and catch a lot of fish.
You too.
All right, boy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Mr. Ray.
Yes, Stephen. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. I want to wish Mr. Floyd a happy birthday.
He's listening right here. You just did it.
Oh, okay. He's at the radio station, right?
He's sitting out
very
right
nice
next
of you,
to me.
Stephen. Very nice of you. Thank you.
And I remember it was his birthday from last year when he was at the radio station.
Uh huh. Yeah, we trick him into coming in every once in a while.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Mr. Floyd.
Thank you, Stephen.
And I want to tell you, I have a whole lot of memories going to your record shop when I was on Main Street. I can't tell you how many albums and how many CDs I bought at your record shop.
Oh, I got to tell you, thank you for all that.
My very first album I bought, I can tell you, I bought at your record shop where that was It's Back. And I was about 8 years old in 1977. My brother-in-law bought it for me. It was a few months before Elvis died. Then I probably got a couple of thousand albums at your record shop.
Yeah, that's
kinda, a lot of albums.
That's a lot of albums. Yeah, you don't have all that still, not Steven.
I probably got like 5,000 CDs at your record shop.
Wow. Well, I had another customer of mine from way back used to work for him, Mr. Lies Villon.
And at least
I thought he had this big collection.
At least 300 CDs, DVDs, when you started selling movies at your shop. Movies, on your computer.
VCRs
we would sell at the shop, yeah.
I did a lot of business at your shop.
Yeah, well, Mr. Lies, Floyd, remember Lies?
Mr. Lies worked for me, but he bought the first Country and Western album when I had my store at the bank building, and he kept buying them. He had a tremendous collection of country music albums from way, way back. And when he passed away...
I wanted to ask you, you still have some T-shirts? I would like to get a T-shirt at your shop over there.
Yeah, we have some Floyd T-shirts that just came in.
I wear an extra large.
Well, we have that, too. We all have right, that, too. We open at 10, from 10 to 4.
Very happy birthday, and I hope you have a good day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye,
I think
Steve.
We have another call, Ray.
Yes, we do. Hey, bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Bonjour, mes amis.
Hey, we know that voice, Miss Floyd.
Katie from Montana.
Wow.
Oh, bonne fête, Mr. Floyd.
Mais merci bien, madame.
We're so glad to have you on La Sauce.
Yeah.
I wanted to make a request, if I might. Can you tell us about the streak?
The streak?
About the streak?
I'm glad you brought that up, Miss Penny.
Yeah,
Lord.
I think they have a surprise for me today. When that streak record came out, I had the distinction of having the only record to ever been banned from play on KVPI for at least 2 weeks. Every other radio station in the area was playing the heck out of it, but for some reason somebody had called, some elderly people had called and said, boy, y'all shouldn't be playing that trash on KVPI, and they called the owner of the radio station, the president of the company, and he called down here and he told Dan Andrus, he said, whatever that record is, take it off the air. I got some complaints. So... it was off the air for at least 2 weeks, and everybody else was playing it, and people were calling the station. They wanted the KVPI to play it. And finally, Dan called Mr. Lionel, the owner, and he said, Mr. Lionel, did you actually listen to that song? He said, well, no. He said, I took for granted what they were telling me was true. He said, would you listen to it right now? I'll play it for you. So he played it, and before he finished the record, he said, put that thing back on the air. There's nothing wrong with that.
Uh-huh.
But we were off the air for 2 weeks. But it was one of our top-selling records for Belton Rechord, and it was a big, big novelty thing. People were buying 4 and 5 copies of that thing and sending it to relatives out of state, saying, you might have the Ray Stevens hit, but we got the Cajun hit.
Yep.
We had a lot of fun with it.
That's a fantastic story. I really do. I wanted to ask you one other question, if I may. I know that before you became a famous record producer and store owner there, that you had a lot of jobs when you were younger. And what about your shoeshine days?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I had my shoeshine box, and I would go down to Mexico, as they was called. There was a certain region in town with a lot of bar rooms and card table rooms, and I would be out there. I think I was about maybe 8 or 9 years old, on the weekends, of course. And if the guys were winning at the card tables, I could usually get a good tip. And, of course, when the soldiers would come in from Fort Polk and them other areas and they come in for the weekend, sometimes they'd bring their boots, and I'd get a little bit more money for shining boots. But I managed to do okay. Then finally I got a spot at a barbershop in town. I was a shoeshine boy at the barbershop of, let's see, what was his name now? My mind's going to slip all of a sudden. Papa Duos. And I shined there, and I earned my first savings bond with money I earned at that place.
Wow.
Yeah. So I know how to shine shoes.
I bet that was an education you can't get at Harvard.
You're right about that. I love it.
Learn it all at the barber's shop. So I just wanted to say thank you for being on, and I hope your birthday is fabulous. We're so glad you're here.
Thank you. Love to hear your voice. Keep calling.
Thank you. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Thank you, Miss Penny. And Ray, if you'll move up that cut. That was the surprise I had for Floyd. Do you see the cut in there by the streak?
I do see it.
The last time Floyd and I, we brought this up, Floyd said, no way. And I was able to find it. This is the original cleaned up version. And we're going to play a little bit of it with the beeping, leaving out some of the songs. So Ray's going to play it right now.
Ça ici, c'est votre rapporteur avec les dernières nouvelles en français. Ça a été rapporté du trouble au dernier meeting de politique. Et on a un homme ici pour nous dire quoi c'est arrivé. Monsieur, tu peux nous dire que c'est arrivé?
Ouais, je peux te dire, j'étais là. J'ai vu l'affaire se faire. Il y avait des centaines de personnes plantées pour attendre les speeches. Quand le deuxième politicien a commencé à faire ses chères promesses, et ce fils de gars l'a paru comme un éclair, devant tout le monde, tout nu comme un... Et il a parti à la course. Je me tournais de bord, j'ai crié, « Clotilde, garde pas ça, nos chers !» Mais c'était trop tard, ça avait déjà fait prendre son portrait.
Calama,
boogity boogity,
cajola,
boogity boogity,
il a précuré tout nu,
salopella qui
déclare, boogity boogity,
il aime pas sa petite affaire,
boogity boogity,
a rien d'autre, il aime pas, peut monter son salopella qui déclare, oh salopella. Il court vite en condé, et il est pas gêné, ça l'appelle la petite éclair.
That was the Tite Club. Oh, you heard those beeps in there, Floyd.
That was the beep version. I don't remember that at all. But I guess KVPI was desperate enough to be able to play part of it on the air, so that might have been something that they came up with.
So, Ray, let's take a break, and we'll pick up some more phone calls. But let's hear a message right now from one of our good sponsors.
Fondo Physical Therapy is back open and ready to take care of all of your physical therapy needs. Thank you for your support and prayers for physical therapist Tim Fontenot, who continues to improve. Visit Fontenot Physical Therapy at 433 Jack Miller Road, phone 363-0095. And for those of you in the Pine Prairie, Bayou Chico areas, visit physical therapist Susie Fontenot at Fontenot Physical Therapy West in the Vidrine Community Clinic, Highway 10 in Vidrine. Call 506-3510.
Okay, well, before we take another call, let's talk about Roy Motor Chevrolet in Opelousas. Proud to help keep our French culture and language alive and proud to be a sponsor of La Tasta Café as they continue to keep the French language alive as well. Our good friends over at Roy Motors has been serving our area for more than 80 years. Robert and his staff work hard to earn your business by offering the high quality of service with fair, no-pressure deals in both their new and used car departments. You can call them today at 942-9701. That's 337-942-9701. Their Chevrolet dealership is conveniently located at 929 North Main in Opelousas. Call toll-free at 1-800-960-6537. And you know what? You can get the process started today in buying your next vehicle. Go online to roymotors.com, and you can check out their inventory on their website and apply for financing as well. That's Roy Motors, one of the oldest dealerships in Louisiana, conveniently located right there in Opelousas. And tell the folks, tell Mr. Robert and the crew there that you heard this message, Sur La Tasse de Café, Roy Motors, where friends meet. Okay, Ray, let's take another call.
Let's try it right here. See who's calling. Hey, bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Coach, how you doing this morning?
Well, Coach,
how y'all are doing this morning?
We're all feeling good this morning. And, hey, we have Mr. Floyd over here. It's his birthday. Tell him happy birthday.
Yeah, I heard that. Hey, Mr. Floyd. Hey, Floyd, this is Coach Mitchell. Happy birthday, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Hey, tell you what, man, you've come a long ways with us all. And to still be able to make people laugh and tell those stories that people love to hear. You know, that's a blessing. So
thank
I want to make
thank
sure
you.
That I tell you, enjoy your birthday, and I hope you get to see many, many more.
Thank
with
you.
That said,
thank you very much.
Here's why I'm calling, is to speak with you. Mr. Floyd, the record business, you know, the recording business,
yeah,
the
that's,
things that you do.
That's changed a lot over the years.
Yeah. I'm thinking about a few artists, and these artists come to mind. Rocking Sydney.
Oh, my God, yeah. My toot toot, man.
Yeah, you know, and things such as, like, with the Zydeco music, and then with Rocking Sydney, and with the blues-type music, and that. I want you to explain to me, how do you go from, like, say, country music to pop music to Zydeco and some version of an R&B / dance music or whatever? How are you able to do all of that and make this thing come to fruition for the folks that hire you to produce their music? Could you explain a little bit of that to us?
Well, I'm going to try to do it as quick as I can. The first thing you got to do is to work at KVPI as a young man. And at that point, I got my education in all forms of music. I was listening to all genres of music, not just Cajun music or country music, but all genres of music, from big pop music and everything else. So the KVPI experience was the first college course that you could say that I took. And that opened my eyes and ears to all kinds of music. And I was listening to what people were asking for behind the counter of my store. And that's when I started producing more Cajun music, because people were asking for Cajun records and nobody was producing Cajun music anymore. They'd all gone to country. And then when Clifton Chenier came by one day and he said, "Swallow, you better get with that Zydeco, because I know it's happening." And I know it was happening with him because he was going all over the world promoting it. So I said, "I better start a label that would produce Zydeco music." And that's when I came up with Maison de Soul. And we recorded quite a few artists at that time, some giants in the business. And so that's where it's at. I had friends that pointed me in the right direction. I had some wonderful musicians that came to me and asked me to help develop their recordings and produce it and promote it.
One last one. Mr. Buzu Chavis, have you ever had a chance to sit down and do the business that you were doing? Did you ever get a chance to sit and talk with this gentleman? Because I've had a chance to hear him, not speak with him, because I respected my elders. But I had a chance to get near a stage and to hear Mr. Buzu Chavis be interviewed. And then, I mean, he blew me out of my chair. I'm like, wow, this guy knows like a history of things when it comes to the music and just the stories that he would tell. And I'm like, gee whiz, how old is Mr. Buzu Chavis?
Yeah.
Sounds like he's about 2,000 years old, because he knew that much information.
Yeah.
Have you ever interviewed Buzu Chavis?
I had a lot of personal contact with Mr. Chavis. He started out with his Paper in My Shoe record way back then with a Lake Charles producer, Eddie Schuler. But he came to me years later, and I managed to manufacture and distribute three of his albums, and we had a very good relationship. I loved him dearly, and he was a very funny man to talk to, but he knew all about the old-time Zydeco music, and he loved to play it, and he's sadly missed.
Yeah, Well, I'm going to hang up now and let someone else call, and I'll leave you with this. We bought a lot of your music instruments at your store in the past. My brother and I were all DJs, local DJs. We bought all your receivers and everything that a local DJ needed, speakers. So the business on Main Street right there by the canal and Sacred Heart right there, we supported your business. My brother and them, man, they spent so much money there. Every Saturday they were buying speakers and things from you so that they could get out there into the local clubs and play music for people, and they would, you know, play for weddings and all of that.
Yeah.
So the business was great. We missed the business on Main. And hey, keep up the good work and enjoy your birthday. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much.
All right. Thank you, Coach. And Ray, let's talk about another message right now. We'll pick up some more phone calls. If you'd like to say happy birthday and chat with Floyd Swallow, we have him right here. We have him tied up in the chair so he can't run away. So call us up, 363-2124.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Sherry with Industrial Supply and Sport on Lincoln Road, your True Value dealer. This morning, let's talk hunting season. First come dove season, then teal, then squirrel and rabbit, then ducks and deer. But let's not forget bow and arrow season, which comes early, as we already know. No, at the last minute, you think hunting license, ammo, then clothing. At Industrial, we have all of the above. Clothing is from Browning and Cohort. We have pants, shirts, and T-shirts. We also have vests, hunting bag. Our rain wear is from Frog Talk, and Industrial Dutcher Horler is rain suits, beards, and coats. Come see us at Industrial Supply and Forest. We'll fix you up with the best. Behind every project is a true value. Always remember, respect the law, the land, and the game. Hunt safely, everyone. May God bless America.
All right, Mark, we're back. And why don't you give me a spot?
Yes, sir. Then we'll pick up some more calls. Let's talk about Jimmy's Custom Mufflers and JT Auto Sales. Hey, everybody, if you're looking for a good, clean, late model, pre-owned car or truck, look no further than with our good friend Jimmy Thomas and the crew at JT Auto Sales on 6th Street in Mamou. And don't forget, they're your number one headquarters for custom mufflers in our KVPI listening area. Jimmy specializes in new exhaust systems. They do state inspections, car repairs, oil changes, and they do strut work and brake jobs too. People from all over our area come on in for their car repair work, and Jimmy would like to thank you for your business. Jimmy's Custom Mufflers is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and he's open on Saturdays to better serve you till 1. And you're invited to give Jimmy a call right now, 468-5424. Tell Jimmy that you heard his message on La Tosta Cafe. He's offering you more than 60 years of good service to Mamou, Evangeline Parish, and the surrounding area. That's Jimmy's Custom Mufflers and JT Auto Sales, 1225 6th Street in Big Mamou. And Ray, I think we have a caller.
We do. Let's pick it up. Et bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Mais en croix, c'est bon ce matin. On peut avoir l'agrément avec M. Floyd. C'est sa fête.
Oui. Je te peux appeler pour wish à Floyd a happy, happy birthday.
Merci beaucoup.
Is this Miss Marianne?
Yes.
No, yeah. Yeah.
He comes every Monday to the French table, so we visit often. But I want to wish him a very, very happy birthday. Whatever he does, that he enjoys it.
Merci beaucoup, Mary.
You're welcome, sir.
He got a big smile on his face.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
He's smiling. He's happy.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Marianne.
Y'all have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye, sir. All right. Looks like we have another call. Et bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Keep talking. You're real low.
Now you better. Go ahead.
Okay, one more time. Sorry, si te la mala troisième rue, si te unis, connais.
Oh, ouais.
Mr. Valmont.
Monsieur Valmont Dupré.
In the flex.
Qui t'as-tu l'idée à ce matin, Valmont?
Well, for starters, I just heard I want to tell Mr. Floyd Swallow happy birthday next.
Mais merci beaucoup.
Pas de quoi, mais je vais t'envoyer un bid pour ça.
Don't be surprised if you don't know.
Florida, you probably don't remember me, but it's okay. But because of you, I was able to watch a recording, a live recording, studio recording, but that was of Belton Reshore. That was way back when his first CD called I'm Back.
Wow.
But thank you. I want to thank you very much for that. I don't know what I did back then, but I'm thanking you now.
Better late than ever.
I know you ain't had a bon temps, in fact, had the record avec Belton.
I well enjoyed the music, but I was watching what was going on because I had never seen that done, and I think I was like 14 when I heard you had a studio. But I was never able to go out there. So being in Mamou, I didn't have no way to go home. I mean, go to Vieux Flat.
We cut quite a few hits with him, and he probably was I know for sure he was the best selling Cajun artist that we had on Swallow Records over the years.
Well, I don't, no doubt about that, but I know, like my mom and some other older women would say, because she had got her record player and order that album, The Four Aces, I think, or something like that on the album cover.
We had the four ace cards with the pictures of the band on that. I don't remember the exact name of the cover, but that's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that, but and like I said, I was about 13, 14, I guess. I remember her saying, "Oh, Charbel, Tony, put mettez sous y en tout mori na porte
quelqu'un." Oh, Lord! Oh, Lord!
La meilleure, je comprends, il y avait plusieurs femmes qui disaient ça.
Well, I know of one of them. I'm not going to name her. She done passed already, but she used to work at KUN. She said pretty much the same thing, but what the way she would say it is, "You put mettez sous y en tout mori anytime."
Anytime. Oh, yeah.
Merci beaucoup pour ton phone call.
Pas de quoi. Why was that?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye, Palmo.
Okay. We have another call, Ray? Not really?
Not in the moment, sir.
All right. Well, Floyd.
Before I forget, I want to say thank you very much to especially Cecil Fontenot, who ran that retail store for me for 40-somewhat years. And a lot of people would come in, and they actually thought he was Floyd because he had a bald head just like me. And it didn't matter because he took care of business. And while I was around doing other things and recording or into some other business activities or out of town or whatever, he was there every day and taking care of business. And he helped so many people when we were doing the sales of the video recorders and all that. And I mean, he was Floyd at Floyd's record shop. So I want to say thank you, Cecil.
Did you ever have a reunion of everybody that ever worked at Floyd's?
I had a reunion, not everybody that worked at Floyd's, about two or three years ago.
About 3 years ago. Yeah.
I got a reunion of some of the last employees that were with me in the final year or so.
Okay.
And we did have a reunion. It was very nice. I mean, had a lot of memories, and I had a lot of stories told to me that I didn't know what happened when that store was there, too.
Yeah, some of the stuff went on behind the scenes,
yeah,
and you didn't know about it.
Behind the scenes stuff I didn't know about until then.
But if you ever had a reunion of everybody that ever worked in the front and in the back,
oh God,
I bet you could fill up the Civic Center easily.
138, the last count.
138
people.
Wow.
That's the ones he remembers.
That's
the
one, yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, look, share the story about the rice cookers.
Oh,
for all
goodness.
The ladies listening in, how you made their lives a lot easier, Floyd.
Yeah, I know Barry Ancelet introduced me when they dedicated that festival in Lafayette to me one year. He says, "I want to introduce you to the guy that probably saved more Cajun marriages than anybody you never know." And, of course, that was because all these Cajun brides, if they wanted to cook perfect rice for their husbands, and that was the easier way to do it with an electronic rice cooker. Mr. Ardoin had worked for me. What's his first name again? I forget. John Ardoin. John Ardoin He was working for me part-time, covering sales to area country stores and whatnot. We were selling Hitachi products, CDs and radios and stuff like that, and TVs and whatnot. And one day he walked into the store. He said, Floyd, he said, we're distributing and selling Hitachi electronics. He said, how come we're not selling that rice cooker? I said, what rice cooker? He said, well, they got an electronic rice cooker. I said, I never heard of that before. I said, go get me one and bring it back. I'm going to bring it to my wife. I'll bring it, ultimate test. So he went and got me one, and I took it to the house. And I said, Jen, I said, I want you to cook rice tomorrow in this thing. Follow the instructions. They tell me it's very easy, and I want to see the results. So she said, okay. The next day I went, she was a little unhappy. She said, I'm sorry. She said, I couldn't start. I had too many things to do in the house, and the baby was crying, and one thing and another. But tomorrow, I promise you, I'll do it. So the next day, I went in for lunch, and she had a smile from ear to ear. She said, it works. It's beautiful. And she showed me the rice. I said, that's all I need to know. So I went back to the office, and I called in about, I don't know, 12 cases, I think, of cookers to start us off. And that was the story of us and the rice cooker. And we were selling so many rice cookers, it was unreal. We sold so many, in fact, that the president of Japan's heating division came to Louisiana to personally thank me and the other distributors that were selling the rice cookers for him at that time, thank us for doing all that. And then as a big thank you for me, he decided to pull the plug and decide to sell the big chain stores directly and cut us out.
Yeah.
So that was a thank you from Hitachi. But we were happy we had sold, I can't imagine how many rice cookers that we sold through our store. Oh. And made a lot of husbands very happy because the wives could cook that perfect rice every time with that Hitachi rice cooker.
Yeah. I don't know how many you sold either, but Floyd, I remember when my wife was working in the back there, it would come in by the pallet load on one truck, and it would ship out by the pallet load on another truck. It was full of rice cookers.
It was something else. We really polluted the area with rice cookers.
Yeah. It was a good pollution.
Yeah.
And we got another call, Ray.
All right. Let's pick it up. Hey, bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
What you say there, DJ dude?
Well, I think it's all good. How about you this morning, Mr. Bobby?
Everything's good. Hello to Markel and happy birthday to Mr. Floyd. I still have the first album I ever bought from him, Meet the Beatles, in 1964.
Wow.
Got that little sticker on the back that he always put and still play it.
That's a collector's
item.
That's
a collector's item.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very much I got so. A question for Mr. Floyd.
Shoot.
Okay, hey. I was told that John Fogerty recorded a song in your studio. Is that true?
Not at my studio. He recorded it in Crowley. He called
Crowley?
Me. Yeah, he called me from California, and he said, I want to do that song, that My Toot Toot, but I want Mr. Sidney Simeon to play the accordion, and I'm going to get some musicians from Louisiana to back us up. And he said, I want to come record it, and then I'm going to use it in my Showtime special that's going to be on TV before long. And so they came to Crowley, and Warren Storm and several Willie T, several other musicians played on that session. And, of course, Sidney played the accordion. And it was used in his Showtime special not once but twice. And he was very, very happy about it. He said, if he'll record that for me and I'll put it in my special, we'll tell the whole world who wrote and recorded that song, My Toot Toot.
So you got to meet John.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What kind of guy is he? You know, I mean, he's from California, but he sounds like he's from the bayou.
Yeah, well, I met him. I met him when he came to New Orleans for the Jazz Fest. And I wasn't there when they did the session. I had promised Cecil Fontenot and his wife, Cynthia, a trip to Vegas, and we had it all booked the following day that recording was going to happen. So we had to leave on our trip, and I had suggested an outdoor crawfish boil for the video, and I said, Hollywood's there. I don't know what they're going to do, but luckily they did it, and it came out real nice. But I missed that being in the video and talking to him there and all that time. But he did a great job with the video, and it was fantastic. I mean, it was a very good promotion for Sidney and for himself.
Yeah, he was a good talent, that's for sure. I loved all his songs. It's a shame he never had a number one. That's hard to believe.
Well,
but, hey, I grew up across from Squeeze Artigo. I remember when they built your house in the Montreveau.
Really?
Yeah. at 305 Jean-Vie Green Drive is where I grew up at, right across from Mr. Artigo and next door to Mr. LaFleur. He worked for the electric company.
Right on. Okay.
But I remember when they built your house.
Yes, that was quite a few years ago.
Kids, you know, we were going there, we'd play in the sand and all that. And well, hey, look, happy birthday. And like I say, I got a bunch of your albums. And I've got a good collection of albums, but my first album was Meet the Beatles. I still remember it.
Well, thank you so much for shopping at Floyd's and remembering us all these years.
Hey, you're an icon to this town. I was sad when they closed that store.
That's an unfortunate situation, but that's where the business was going.
I know.
So
we had to
downsize, and we've got a small store in our U Stored complex on 700 South Chatania Street in Ville Platte. We still have the mail order thing though, floydsrecordshop.com.
If you could put a price tag on memories, we'd be rich.
Yeah. I could retire.
That's true.
Hey, well, y'all have a good day, and hey, keep on rocking, DJ dude.
All right, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby. 363-2124. Ray, let's take a break, and then we'll pick up some more calls. We still have another 20 minutes. If you want to say hello to Floyd Swallow, he's in our studio celebrating a birthday, and I know a lot of you have memories of going to Floyd's Record Shop, buying those records, those Swamp Pop, Cajun, and Zydeco. Give us a call right now.
The next time your physician orders a prescription for you or a member of your family, be sure to take that prescription with full confidence to the medical professionals that care about your health. Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania and Ville Platte. Come in and visit with new owner Ivan Landry. He's looking forward to meeting with all of you. You'll still enjoy the same friendly staff ready to help you. The registered pharmacists at Blake's Pharmacy are ready to work with your physician to get you well. Remember, your health is their first concern. They offer you an expanded gift department. Coming soon, a drive-through window service. Blake's Southside Pharmacy is open 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and they offer a free delivery of your medicine to your home or office. Phone 363-7497. That's Blake's Southside Pharmacy on South Chatania in Ville Platte.
All right, we're back, Mark. It looks like we've got a couple of calls.
Yes,
waiting.
Sir. Let's take them.
Bonjour, qu'est-ce qui parle?
This is Peggy Baker.
Well, good morning, Miss Peggy.
And happy birthday, Mr. Floyd.
Well, thank you very much.
Daddy bought my first. Daddy bought me a record player with a little suitcase type, and I bought my first record at Floyd's. You were by the Platte Theater. You had your little
right.
Deal by the Platte. And it was Peace in the Valley. So, it's a happy birthday, Mr. Floyd.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Miss Peggy.
Thank you.
All right, so we have another call, Ray.
We do have another call. Let's pick it up.
Okay.
Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello, Jimmy. Hello, you.
I'm sorry?
Hello, sir.
Is this Manette?
It's Manette.
Hi, Manette. Good morning to you.
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Floyd. Happy birthday.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, that is great. Oh,
thank you, thank you, thank you. We got to make a record of that.
Yeah, that is wonderful, Manette. You did a great job.
Yeah, Manette.
All right. Thank you.
Wait,
what?
A healer.
Do you understand? Mark?
I don't understand.
No, no.
A healer.
A healer?
A traitor?
He is a healer.
I'm sorry, Miss Monette. We're not understanding you.
Yeah, our connection's not all that good, Monette. But thank you for calling and singing happy birthday to Mr. Floyd.
He's a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is our neighbor.
That's right.
Yep.
But thanks for calling and telling him happy birthday, Miss Monette.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, another call?
Yep. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Ray.
Yes, Stephen.
Yeah, excuse me for calling back. I forgot to tell Mr. Floyd this couple of things. In June of 86, my mama bought an Hitachi, it made me remember the Hitachi name, a 25-inch color TV with Mr. Floyd at his record shop. Then November of 86, my VCR went out, and I got a Hitachi VCR TV, a VCR. The TV lasted 11 years, and my VCR lasted almost 12 years.
That was some good products, and I thank you very much for buying them with us.
Yes, sir. It was a very good TV, and the VCR was very good. Mr. Seal told me the VCR had three heads. That was the first VCR to ever have three heads.
Uh-huh.
The TV was awesome.
Yeah. Yep.
They made some quality products back then.
That's what I wanted to tell you. I forgot a while ago.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Another call?
One more. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Comment ça va, mon ami?
Mais encore assez bon ce matin.
Mais avec des adresses là, d'abord.
Oh, oui, M. Gallo.
Oui, bon. Happy birthday, M. Floyd.
Mais merci bien. Thank you, thank you. Je me réveille ce matin, je peux descendre du lit, j'ai mis mes culottes, et ça, c'est pas mauvais pour un homme à 84.
What you do, Jack? Oh.
Oh, you're cracking me up over here. All right.
Quatre matins, j'ai mis mes culottes, j'ai commencé à faire du café.
Oui, oui.
Si elle a pu vous attendre, je vois pas pour arriver au travail. C'est tout le temps bien.
Ouais, il y avait du monde qui voulait parler avec Floyd.
Oui, et bien, c'est bon. Comment les oignons ce matin?
Les oignons sont magnifiques ce matin. Ça sent bon.
On est à monsieur, mais je mets des jours. Oui, je vais te faire un bon job là.
All right, monsieur Gallo, merci pour l'avoir appelé.
Et je remercie Miss Pina, elle m'a envoyé une carte elle-même.
Oh, well, elle a fait écouter.
Yeah.
Oui, oui. Elle est magnifique, là.
Oui.
Mais Ray, Mr. Ray, vous connaissez?
Mais moi, je crois ça. Je suis comme Floyd. Oui, je suis comme Floyd. Je m'ai descendu du lit ce matin, je m'ai mis mes culottes et ma chemise, j'ai venu à l'ouvrage.
Well, all right.
All right, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Floyd, I have a message that I think she is the daughter of your engineer, Janet Avant Swallow.
Yes.
Janet, she says, wish I could call in right now. Please tell Mr. Floyd, thanks for giving me my life. Without music, I would never have moved here. My dad was Joe Avant, his recording engineer. Happy birthday, Mr. Floyd. I wish I could, but I'm substituting at school. But without Mr. Floyd, I wouldn't have had my beautiful grandchildren or my great-grandchildren. I love that it's music that brought us here to Ville Platte.
Wonderful. I'll tell you what. Very nice. And Joe Avant, when I found out that the studio he was working at in Baton Rouge shut down, I called him and asked him if he'd come to Ville Platte and become an engineer for my studio. Because my time was split in so many ways, I didn't have time anymore to do some of the recordings that I wanted. And I knew he had the experience as a musician, which I was not. And he knew the equipment that I had learned the hard way. And so he came in and ran the studio for me. And one of the first major products that we did is Shoji Tabuchi when he was in the Shreveport area.
The Japanese fiddle player.
Yeah, he came down and did his first album for us. And so if you go to his theater in Branson, and you happen to mention when he says, where are you from, and you mention Ville Platte, he'd probably say, tell Floyd I said hello. But he probably meant tell Joe I said hello. But anyhow, Joe was responsible for a lot of our hits. It was Joe's idea that we do the Cajun Streak.
Really?
Yeah, he came to me one day, and he says, you know what? He says, with Belton and all, he says, I know we could do a Cajun version of the number one record in the country by Ray Stevens. And so I said,
so
well,
who are all the other voices on the streak? There's kid voices and there's women singing.
Well, there was...
And who's doing the little whistle, the little shriek, shriek?
That was Joe's deal. Joe had that in the studio, some kind of
some
a whistle
kind of sound effects.
That's
okay.
What it was, sound
okay.
effects. But I had the girls from the shop doing some work. Peggy Ann Paradan was one of them, and I think maybe Mona Duplish.
Mona Ortigo
was one of them, and I don't remember who the other one was. But there was three ladies from the shop, and I did some background as well.
But you were the reporter.
I did the voices on the reporter, but in the singing part, my voice a little bit, and I tried to meet with the girls, you know.
Were part of the singing in there.
Boogity,
too.
Boogity, you know. So we put it all together, and after the only part was missing was I was trying to tell Belton how to and what to say, because he was doing all the music part. He was supposed to do this part too, and Joe was listening to us. In the control room, and he didn't speak French, but he could hear what I was trying to tell Belton. He was laughing and laughing. I said, "I don't know what y'all are saying, but it sure sounds funny." I said, "Well," and Belton says, "Let's just leave it like that. And if we have to do it over again, we'll come back." But he said, "I think it sounds good too. Let's just leave it like that." So awesome. That's how it came about.
That's great. Another call, Ray.
Yes, sir. Hey, bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Jerry Gallo from Ireland. I'm still there.
Jerry Gallo de Los de Bella. All right. Qui en as-tu l'idée en ce matin?
Okay, so Mr. Claus.
Ouais.
He's listening to you right now. You want to say happy birthday, Jerry?
Happy birthday to you.
Merci beaucoup, mon ami.
I bought my first electric guitar with you. I was about 18 years old.
Wow.
Amplifier and the guitar. It's Mr. Cito who sold it to me.
Mais c'est bien. C'est bien. Il y a tant du monde qui croyait Monsieur Cisse, c'était Mr. Floyd, mais ça, c'était correct.
Au même point, c'est ça.
Oh, ça ne l'insultait pas, non?
Ça ne faisait pas de différence. L'argent tombait dans le cash register quand même.
Il a laissé des années, là.
Oui, plus que 40 ans.
Nada, vous avez pas vous avez vendu, vous avez mis en avant là, un big screen TV, color TV, big screen.
T'as acheté un big screen avec Cecil?
Yes, il m'a dit c'est pour le boss.
Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. Soit il travaille toujours.
Years ago.
Years ago, puis il travaille toujours.
Non, il a des années, il est grand, mais il a fait des années.
Oh, il a fait plusieurs années.
Ça, c'est bon. Ça, c'est bon.
Oh, yeah. Et c'est tout ça de vous laisser avec vous autres. I'm glad for you. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it for calling. Thank you, Jerry.
Welcome, welcome.
All right, let's talk about Sester Young's Furniture, Appliance, and Floor Covering. For all of your home furnishings, appliances, and floor covering, come in and visit one of the oldest dealers in Evangeline Parish, Sester Young's at 516 6th Street in downtown Mamou. Stop in at Sester Young's and check out their appliance lines. They offer you the complete line of quality Whirlpool and Maytag appliances, washers and dryers, refrigerators, stoves and dishwashers. And if you don't find what you're looking for, you know what? Rob can custom order your appliance. They're the oldest appliance dealer in our parish. Come see their big selection of home furnishings to furnish every room in your home. Recliners, living room sets, dinette sets, bedroom sets, mattress sets. Quality brand names like Ashley in stock. And they offer free delivery and setup. And you can depend upon our good friend, Mr. Rob Duplichan, for your flooring needs. They've got a big selection of brand name flooring, and they'll be glad to come to your home or office and give you an obligation-free estimate. And they do quality installation of your flooring. Call Rob this morning at 468-3249. That's Sester Young's Furniture, Appliance, and Floor Covering. They're located on 6th Street in downtown Mamou. Don't forget the name, Sester Young's Furniture, Appliance, and Floor Covering. Okay, Ray.
All right, Mark, we have another call. Et bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Floyd Vidrine in Eunice, Louisiana.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to wish Mr. Floyd a happy birthday.
Well, merci beaucoup.
And I don't know if you remember me, but we had Vidrine's Gift and Record Shop in Eunice. We'd done business with you years ago.
Oh, right. Okay. I had forgotten that. We had so many people all over the area that were that had stores, record stores, and bought a lot of records from us over the years, and made our success by letting us supply you with your record needs for your customers.
Right, and then the rice cooker, the Hitachi, we sold many of those in here.
Right on. Now, when I convinced that guy he should let us sell the rice cookers, I said I'm gonna have a whole slew of customers that didn't handle rice cookers before. All my record store customers started handling rice cookers. We're selling rice cookers along with the records.
Right. We done well with them. Yeah. And your wife and I, my wife passed the same day.
Really? I didn't know that.
August 16th.
Yes, I'm so sorry. You know, Elvis died that day also.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, nice talking to you, and I hope you have many more.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling. Good memories. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you.
All right, Mr. Floyd. Thank you. And let's take another break, Ray. And let's... okay, I'll talk about one of our sponsors, and then we'll pick up some more calls to La Tosta Cafe. An important message from our good friend, Mr. David Jomart, and the friendly staff at Jomart Incorporated. You know, increasing your curb appeal with new insulated windows in the popular black finish. Save on your energy bills by upgrading your windows to new insulated windows. You know, wintertime is approaching, and for that cold weather coming up, you want to stay warm and comfortable in your home. Also, be sure to ask David about the popular retractable motorized screens that roll up and down. Call Jomart's today at 363-1205, or you can call toll-free 1-800-256-1507 for a free estimate on an enclosed patio or screened-in room. Start enjoying your outdoor space without all the bugs flying around you. Let David show you their sunrooms, insulated patio covers. And if you're tired of expensive utility bills, get more information about their exterior doors with or without the mini blinds. Ask about their aluminum gutters with leaf screens that stay clean without the chore of having to clean those gutters. Jomard's offers metal window awnings and a big selection of storage buildings. They have been serving our area since 1948. Visit them online at jomard.com. They are located on Vocational Drive in the Ward 1 Industrial Park. That's Jomard Incorporated, where comfort and technology come together. And before we pick up some calls, let's hear a message with you, Ray.
All right, we're going to talk about Savoy Medical Center.
Today's most advanced cancer-fighting therapy is now at Savoy Cancer Center. Trilogy Image-Guided Radiation Therapy uses 3D conformal radiotherapy to deliver high doses of radiation matched to the shape of the tumor more directly and precisely to cancer cells than conventional radiotherapy. Trilogy targets the tumor, not the entire body, which gives greater protection for surrounding organs and tissues. With early detection, tumors can be eradicated before the cancer spreads. For more information about Trilogy and its capabilities, contact Savoy Cancer Center at 337-468-3099. At Savoy Cancer Center, we continue to strive daily to live our mission of extending the healing ministry of Jesus Christ by taking care of your family like our family.
All right, we are back again.
And Ray, before we take that next call, let's talk about Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop. Hey, is that favorite recliner looking a bit shabby these days? How about that comfortable couch? Does it need some new life? Contact our good friend Mr. Gervis O'Connor at his upholstery shop at 363-7011, and Gervis will make your recliner, your rocker, your chair, your sofa, and more look like brand new again right out of the showroom. Contact him at his phone number is 363-7011, or you can come by his shop at 614 East LaSalle and visit with Mr. Gervis. He offers you years and years of experience in the upholstery business, and he assures you of only top quality work every time. And don't forget, Gervais can reupholster boat seats and four-wheelers. Come check out his big selection of sample books filled with beautiful fabrics and vinyls to choose from. Or you can bring in your own fabrics. Gervais will be happy to make you an estimate. Call Gervais for more information, 363-7011, Gervais O'Connor Upholstery Shop, located at 614 East LaSalle Street in Ville Platte. Okay, Ray?
Okay, let's pick up this caller here. Hey, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Oh, c'est mon code, Thérèse.
Oh, je connais le roi. C'est Valmont, le maire de la troisième rue à Eunice.
Oui, écoute, Stephen had called there when he said he bought some turntables or whatever. It reminded me that Mama had bought me a stereo when I was 16, I think, and it was the AM, FM stereo. Then it had the cassette player and recorder. That.
Yeah, I remember. I had one of those, too.
Y'all went high cotton back then when you bought one of those.
I'm telling you, boy, let me tell you, and then it went bad. There was something wrong with the tape recorder, so on the Saturday I went, and Cecil was there naturally. But he helped me out and tried, and wouldn't do anything. So he says, wait, and he went in the back, come back with one that was still in the box. So he checked it out, make sure everything was going in. I think that thing lasted about 11 years.
Beautiful.
And, yeah, it lasted very good, too. And then when I was 18, I bought a turntable and some headphones with that. They lasted even, I think, even longer than that. But anyhow, that was some good stuff. I can't believe a doctor that makes rice cookers makes that. How you like that?
You can listen to music and cook at the same time.
At the same time.
Eat your rice and gravy, yes.
I'm still eating rice from my Hitachi rice cooker.
Oh, yeah. I got Mama's, and when she died, everybody else had one. We did. It was an orange color, like something like that. It's still working.
Yep. They last forever, those things.
Thank you.
That was my 2 bits I wanted to put in.
Well, thank you,
Mama.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Before we wrap it up with Floyd, I'm going to ask Floyd to repeat a story you've probably heard many times. But for those of you who have never heard the story of how Floyd was inspired to get in the music business by Chris Duplechamp, let's talk about our final sponsor, Raiders Insulation. Let Winston LaFleur with Raiders Insulation help you reduce your energy cost. They offer you commercial and residential insulation. Hey, the cold weather's coming, folks. Get ready for it. So make sure you got the proper insulation so you can stay warm and toasty in your home this winter. Mr. Winston can offer you blown fiberglass and cellulose in the attics and walls. And for those of you who have homes that are off the ground, on those concrete blocks on those piers, the foam insulation reduces moisture from coming through the floors. Winston will be glad to give you different options when it comes to insulation. Always be glad to give you free estimates. Financing is available. Save money, save energy. Contact Mr. Winston LaFleur. His phone number is 337-230-5811. Again, 337-230-5811. Winston LaFleur with Raiders Insulation. We have a final call, Ray.
We have one final call. Hey, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Mr. Ray.
Uh-huh.
Ask Mr. Mark how old is Evangeline Parrish.
How old is Evangeline Parrish?
1911.
It was 1911 is when it was formed, so 111 years.
Cool, that's a long time.
Yep. That's what it is, though.
Thank you, Charles.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
All right,
okay,
bye-bye.
Okay, Floyd, and thank you. Happy birthday from all of us at KVPI. Can you share that story on how you were convinced and inspired to get into the music business full-time?
Well, you know, Chris Duplechamp, the manager of KVPI, when I was working there part-time, after I graduated from high school, he offered me a job as a full-time guy. But the full-time was cut short because of the daytime hours, you know. But I said that was okay. I mean, I'd work around it. But I was selling records while I was on the air sometimes, or just off the air. And on Saturdays, I could sell records in the store. That's when I had the store at the second story of the Evangeline Bank building. I rented a room there, and that's where I had the record store.
Right next to KVPI.
Right next to the station. Down the hall was KVPI. So on Saturdays, I could sell the records, and I could put a note on the door if I'd shut down. If you come down the hall and you still want to buy records that afternoon, you know, come down the hall, and I'll probably see you, and I can open the door and sell you some records. So it was noontime, and I went. I had just finished waiting on some customers, and we sold them some records. And I went in quick, and at noon we had 15 minutes of news. And then after that, we had a 15-minute program, join the Navy or join the Marines or something. So it was a big transcription we'd put on, and it would play for 15 minutes. So as I was saying my news, some people came into the studio, and I saw them, and while the tape commercial was running, I said, y'all wanted to buy some records? And they said, yes. I said, well, just hang around a while. I'll be there in a few minutes. So I was finishing up the news as fast as I could, and I grabbed that big old transcription, and I put it on, and then I started playing. So I left the studio area, and I went in the my shop, and I sold some records. And Chris Duplessis shows up in that doorway. Now, he was, I guess, not quite 5 feet tall, I guess, but he looked like he was 8 feet tall that day, and that day looked like fire coming out of his ears. And I said, oh, God, something's wrong somewhere. I said, well, what's wrong, Chris? He said, what's wrong? He says, you're playing a Christmas transcription in the middle of July. That's what's wrong. You'd have to make up your mind. You're going to sell records or you're going to be on the air. So I had to make that decision. That, and it was a hard decision to make, but I said, you know what? I think I'm going to sell records. And I said, I might be able to stay on the air a little bit on part-time if you'll have me, but I said, I think full-time is going to be records. And that was that big decision day. And I guess I made the right decision over the years.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And by the way, I want to thank you, Mark, very much for inviting me today. And it was nice with Ray over here being with you all and listening to all these people wishing me a happy birthday. It really, really makes me feel good.
Great, Floyd. And we'll make this an annual tradition. On your birthday, we want you back here.
Okay.
En passant.
For the next 20 years.
For the
next 20 years. We'll
sign a contract right now. All right.
That's it, boom.
Thank you for
thank
the
you
memories,
very much, guys.
Floyd. And thank you to all of our great sponsors, Ray.
Yes, and let me tell you who they were. We have Fontenot Physical Therapy, Gervis O'Connor Upholstery Shop, Industrial Supply and Sports, Blake's Pharmacy, Roy Motors, Radio's Insulation Express, Jimmy's Custom Mufflers, Savoie Medical Center, Sester Young Appliance and Furniture, U-Store Self-Storage, and Jamard Incorporated. And Floyd, happy birthday from everybody.
Merci beaucoup. Y'all really made my day. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming. All right. Le bonjour vous bénit, too.